Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Someone who's traveling on the road and gets close to a city, if he's within 2,000 amos of the city before Shabbos sets, he can set that his tchum will be the city, the dwelling place will be the city, and he'll have, if he's within 2,000 amos of it, and he'll be able to travel to the city, within the whole city, and 2,000 amos beyond the city in all directions. However, this takes mental intent. He has to intend to set his dwelling place there in that city. But if he did not, then his tchum is going to be measured around his location where he is settled, outside the city. So the Mishnah goes as follows. Mi sheyashav b'derech, someone who sat down on the road, he was within 2,000 amos of a city, but he didn't realize it, and he was expecting to stay Shabbos there on the side of the road. Then, after Shabbos started, v'amad, he got up, v'ra, and he saw, v'arayu samach l'ir, that he's close to the city, and he's within 2,000 amos of the city, and he did not realize this before. Since this was not his original intent, that his dwelling place should be in the city for Shabbos, he's not allowed to enter the city and travel the whole city. He's restrained into the 2,000 amos radius of where he is right now. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says yikanis, he is allowed to enter the city automatically by default. If he's within 2,000 amos of the city, he's considered a resident, and he can go there the whole Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who was the second opinion, the more lenient opinion, he backs his opinion with a Maisa Haya, a one-time happened, V'nichnas Rav Tarfon B'lei Miskaven. Rav Tarfon entered the city on Shabbos when he had no intent to set his tchum there. He was traveling, he stopped on the side of the road within 2,000 amos, he did not realize it was 2,000 amos. He slept there. The next morning, the people of the city came and told him that where he was within the tchum, and he came into the city on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda backs this up, that his opinion is the halacha l'maisa. Mishnah, hey. The Mishnah discusses if someone needs direct intent to acquire a tchum, a 2,000 amos radius around himself. Misha yashan b'derech, someone who slept on the road. It was Friday afternoon, and he decided to take a little nap. He was intending on waking up before nightfall and traveling further, and that his tchum would not necessarily be here. And he fell asleep, and he slept through. V'layada shechashecha, and he did not realize that it already got dark. And he was sleeping at the time when Shabbos came. So according to the first opinion, yeshle alpayim am l'chol ruach, he has 2,000 amos to all directions. Dibri Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, this opinion of Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, that even though he's sleeping and he's not aware, but he still acquires 2,000 amos tchum around him. Mechachamim, I remember the Chacham say a much more stringent opinion, ein lo ela arba amos, he only has 4 amos in each direction. He needs to have a mental awareness that he's setting his dwelling place there, and since he was sleeping, he didn't intend to be there. If he would have, before he fell asleep, he would intend that this should be his place for Shabbos, that would work. But he was planning on waking up and moving before Shabbos, and he did not acquire any tchum there. He's restricted into his 4 amos alone. The Mishnah continues there with different opinions on how we measure the 4 amos. When someone does not have a 2,000 amos tchum, and he's restricted into 4 amos, so the Chachamim held that it's 4 amos in every direction, just like 2,000 amos in every direction. Rabbi Eliezer says that this that we discuss 4 amos, for someone who does not have a tchum, v'hu be'em tzan, that's the person, when he's in middle, he'll have 4 amos. So it's really only 2 amos to either direction, and he's in the center, and he has a total of 4 by 4 amos to walk around in, as opposed to the Chachamim that said that he can go 4 amos in every direction, which is really 8 by 8, a circle. 8 by 8. And Rabbi Yehuda says a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer le'ezer ruach sheyirtze yelech. He can go 4 amos in whichever direction he chooses, but he can only pick one direction. Umayde Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda admits shem barely, once he chose one direction, if he chose to go to the east, 4 amos shein yachal achzer, but he can't change his mind and then pick a different direction. So he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that he's only going to get a total of 4 by 4 to walk in, but it's not automatically set that he's smack in the middle of it and it's 2 miles in each direction. He can choose where from which direction he wants this 4x4 to be, to the north, south, east, west. He can pick it, and it'll be set where his 4x4 space is for Shabbos.